This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship Salem Media Group Tampa station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you so very, 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 very much for being a part of keeping America rolling along. Now, to everybody out there, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Now, I'm going to bring in Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. As always, Kyle, hello, how are you?
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, and then we got a couple of things to say to the folks. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, the fix is in, like it or not, my friends. So now here's the task at hand. This radio show will continue the way it has. The task at hand now gets much more important because we, the people, are going to prevail. Now, we proved it again in one small way by at the voting booth doing two very smart things, Kyle. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, tell me. Yeah.
We kept the Senate in Republican hands.
Mm-hmm.
We've added more seats in the House of Representatives, even though we didn't take back control. We've created a big stink that's been lit under the feet of the Democrats, because now a number of Democrats want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, and that was one of the stated goals to begin with, correct?
Oh, that's exactly right, yes.
Now, this radio show, folks, will continue to be your source, for an honest source, for news and opinion for all to hear. We don't care what your political persuasion is. We're all Americans, and we all need to be Americans in the times that are coming up, because things are fixing to change, and boy, you may not like the change. So every night, six nights a week, 2 a.m. in the morning, you're going to hear us live and in living color on the radio, and I'll have the same people talking about a lot of things that relate to America and keeping America great and making America the safest and most respectable place to be on earth, where people want to live. Now, if people want to go somewhere else, if people want to move somewhere else, have at it, right?
Exactly, yes.
All right, and now let's go very quickly to the telephone line. We do have a caller that just called in here a minute ago. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's Scott from Kentucky.
Yep.
Hey, love listening to your show. Every word you say is absolutely the gospel. And you and the professor, you all are really good people. And this country is going to in a handbasket.
We're not going to let it. We're not going to let it happen. We're going to do our best to keep people properly informed.
Hey, I love listening to your words. Mm-hmm. Just know that, you know, there's some good people up in Kentucky.
Sure.
That don't wear. Well, I ain't going to go there.
Well,
but anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So anyways, God bless you, man.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. We surely appreciate it. And Kyle, we got another call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, it's on in Tampa. There's just no way. Joe Biden didn't beat anybody legally, morally, or ethically. He didn't win. Okay, I went to 8 Trump rallies. There's 50,000 people going to be out there. Okay, and you're going to tell me Joe Biden got 3 people and he's got no way. It's a fraudulent, stolen election. It's a disgrace beyond epic proportions in Pennsylvania and Georgia. It's just a disgrace what happened here. Okay, and if I was president, I wouldn't concede anything. I wouldn't concede anything because there is no way that those votes are valid in Wisconsin. There's just no way. There are more ballots out than there are voters. Okay, the Nevada, they kept the polls open an extra hour. That's illegal. Pennsylvania, the Supreme Crooks changed the law of their state by the legislature they're supposed to do. There's no way. Donald Trump is the real winner. He's the president of the United States, and I don't care what anybody says. And Donald, get to work. Let's go. Peace.
All right. Well, again, we're going to get into all that discussion tonight, Kyle, because there were 3 states. Would you like to name them?
Well, of course, we have Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona.
Nevada.
Nevada. Mm-hmm.
Decisions were made by Supreme Courts in states. Laws were changed over the last 12 to 18 months. People didn't pay a lot of attention to them because they didn't think it was going to matter or whatever their excuse was. And lo and behold, come election day, there they were. The rules had been changed. Nobody paid attention and it got dropped right in your lap. Now, does that mean that somebody stole something? Well, yeah, I think so. And it also produces the obvious fact out there that we need election law reform. And here's where I'm going to start. The election day, you vote from 6 in the morning to 6 at night or 7 in the morning to 7 at night or whatever. Maybe you vote till 9 o'clock at night, whatever the deal is. But that's it. When you get done voting, if you're not standing in line at a polling center to vote, your vote doesn't count. The next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, period. Now, if you mail in a ballot and it's postmarked the day before the election, then they've got 3 days to count that ballot, but not 7 days, not 10 days, not 2 weeks, 72 hours, period. Because do you know what happened in Florida last night that hasn't happened in 2 decades?
What's that?
Broward County had their votes counted, the results certified, by 9 o'clock last night. That has never happened. And you hold on in the last two decades, 20 years, because Ron DeSantis, when he got elected, fired everybody down there and put people in that could get the job done. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the owners of Relief Factor, and I have been religiously taking their product for going on just about 5 years now. I take it usually in the morning, and I take it at night before I start my show because I have problems still from injuries that I sustained at the World Trade Center where my left foot and ankle swells up and it goes up my leg and it gets very painful and all that, and it comes from probably having to sit or stand for long periods of time. I can't do either. I have to keep my leg elevated. So consequently, what happens is I take the Relief Factor and the swelling goes down and the pain stops, and that's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it that helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems is you're having, including just normal everyday exercise and living. So, it is 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you have. It also supports the healing process with healthy joints and muscles, too, which that will work along the line if you haven't been damaged to the point to where you got real problems for the rest of your life, like many of us do. But what I want you to do is give the 3-week quick start a try. It costs $19.95. It's a 3-week quick start. That's all it is. And you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. You'll see a little video tutorial there if you want more information. And all you got to lose is pain. $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we move on, I do want to mention that there is some sort of unrest. They're not calling it rioting yet. There's some sort of unrest going on right now in the streets of, pardon me, Portland, Oregon. And there's a major demonstration of some sort going on by, I've yet to identify the group, maybe you know, in Maricopa County, Arizona, in front of the supervisor of elections office. There is a huge demonstration going on. Do you know who those people are that are in that group?
Well, I've heard it described on some of the news reports as Trump supporters, basically. But they gathered there, and they've been asked, to get back from the building, and I think that they're not continuing the counting, if I recall correctly. But at any rate, they went there to make their displeasure heard about all these things that we hear going on. But I don't see any indications of any kind of violence. Portland might be a different story because it seems like they're coming out onto the street because they think maybe it's another opportunity to go out and do just that.
Yeah, go out and rob some more stores and get some more free stuff. All right, well, let's go to the telephone line. Very patiently waiting on the line, we've got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain Professor. Well, we pretty much know that this wasn't a clean election, but having put that behind us, I think that what I see is going to happen is we can still somewhat be comfortable, right, because we do still have control of the Senate.
And the House. So well, we're not the House, but we got more seats in the House.
Right. But see, what I think is it's going to be Trump only flipped around, right? So there's going to be gridlock. Biden or Kamala, if some, God forbid, something should happen to Biden, is going to try to put stuff through, and it's never going to happen because the Senate's not going to let it. So what we need to do is we need to mobilize, and 2 years from now when we have the midterm elections, we need to try to grab both chambers, and then we can pretty much guarantee that whatever they try to pass through until the next general election has a snowball's chance in hell of going through. Because, you know, all these things they talk about, free this, free that, the democratic socialists, you know, they're chomping at the bit, and they're going to get their chance. But thank God the American people at least had sense enough to balance out the power by letting us have control of at least one chamber, but we need both of them. And I think the midterm elections, we really have to work to try to make that happen, and I want to see what you and the professor think.
All right, well, first of all, I'm in total agreement that we do need to have control of both chambers, because when the country works the best, Kyle, over the years, is when the executive branch is held by one group and the legislative branch is held by another group. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, no, and what you're talking about and what Mike was describing there is something that's been pretty traditional in the sense of what they call split-ticket voting.
Mm-hmm.
Over the many, many decades, the electorate just seems to want to have that the separation of the power, basically. But I think Mike is also right. Mitch McConnell, assuming that he's in the position of being majority leader and the Republicans keep the Senate, he simply needs to hold the line, I should say, against any kind of legislation. However, that being said, you're still going to have some Republicans who might want, you know, the rhinos as they are, they may want to side with some Democrats from time to time. But that's going to be the hard, that's going to be the hard mountain for McConnell to climb.
And of course, up until last night, sometime yesterday, when they dumped all those ballots in Michigan, when the president was leading and John James was up by, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11 points, something like that, John James is now trailing in his race, and it looks like he's going to lose his race to be the senator there. They would have gained one more seat. So as it stands right now, it would appear that the Republicans have lost at least one or two seats in the Senate. I'm going to go back to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Nelson up in North Florida.
Hi, Nelson. How are you?
Fantastic. I wanted to mention to you and the professor this. We have to keep our eye on the state legislature because each of these state legislatures will be reapportioning their state and their congressional districts.
Yep.
And so the idea is that some states are going to add and some will subtract.
Florida should be adding, right?
Absolutely. And the idea is, what is winnable? And so we will have to have the game plan involve the state legislature, if they're favorable or unfavorable in terms of reapportionment.
But we also have to do something at the local level with the county legislatures and the city councils, because these lockdowns in the blue cities that we've got here in Florida have happened because of Democratic mayors.
Oh, Absolutely. And that's the problem. And, you know, I know you're running up against the time, but
I am.
Nobody ever talks about I'll just let it go. Anyway.
Talks about what? Come on now.
Okay. Well, you know, the Literary Digest back in 1936 and 1935 said that Franklin Roosevelt was going to lose the re-election campaign and the Republican was going to win. And it was, and they had promoted it so much so that everybody was thinking, oh, the Republicans are going to win. FDR doesn't have a chance for re-election in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
That because of their activity, they went out of business because they were so wrong.
Okay.
The people can rise up and put these outfits.
Yeah.
Out of business.
Yep.
Like they did with the Literary Digest.
Yep. All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. Listen to me. Thanks very much, Nelson. That's our buddy Nelson. Well, Kyle, there's a chat comment in the chat room just popped up here. They can always do an end around with regulations and cabinet level decisions and, of course, czars. That's talking about the Democrats can do that once they become president and vice president. But here's something I want you to think about, ladies and gentlemen, and Kyle and I have talked about this at length. The 25th Amendment. I believe Joe Biden might last 2 years of the term that he'll have, the first term. I believe Kamala Harris will step in. And how did Kamala Harris get in the picture, Kyle?
Well, how she started in politics?
How did she get put into the picture of being the vice president? How did she do it?
Yeah, well, I think it was thanks to the Obamas.
Yeah, her friendship with Barack and Michelle Obama. That's how she got put there. This is a reincarnation, this term that's coming up of Joe Biden. And, you know, I don't see Donald Trump has to win 3 states totally. To get to where he needs to be. He's run the table right now. I don't see it happening because Arizona has already been called, and they're even though they're challenging in there, even though they're challenging in Nevada, things don't look good because a bunch of votes got dumped in there, and it's just not favoring the president at this present time. So let's act with reality here. I just don't see an incoming administration, Joe Biden, him personally, lasting more than 2 years before something is done to put Kamala in place, and then you will have socialist things coming up because they're going to assume that they'll have the House of Representatives will be able to get the Senate, and then they'll have it all. And that's what we can't allow in this country. We cannot allow the Democrats to be in control of everything. It's got to stop here. People have got to wake up and realize that if you want your liberties, you want your freedoms, and by the way, you gun owners out there, get ready.
That's right.
Get ready.
Get ready is right because they'll be coming for your guns.
Yep.
Right?
And that's coming down the line if they ever get control of the House and the Senate, because if there's one body that can stop the other, you're okay. But, you know, the president is a president in title only. He can do certain things, but he can't do it all and he can't legislate. Kyle, hold on. Folks, coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls are welcome.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making his case to the courts.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in an effort to challenge the results of the presidential election. In Michigan and Georgia, the campaign is demanding better access for observers to oversee vote counting, and in Pennsylvania, the suit deals with an earlier ruling that said ballots received up to 3 days after the election would be counted. The president is also asking for a recount in Wisconsin. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says it's all because this was a much closer election than anticipated. He tells Fox News that the president has the right to take his case to the courts.
You got
to
give President Trump credit for that. He has a very loyal following. The second is it showed how deeply divided the country is. The third is it was so close in so many states that the Trump campaign has a right to take his case to the courts. But as I say, at some point it's got to end if they don't win in the courts for the good of the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to geico.com to get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving or the motorcycle or RV or ATV or boat. And while you're there, you can also get a quote on your homeowner's or renter's insurance, too, because if you bundle that together, you will save a bunch of money. Now, I've been with Geico 15 years, and they've saved me money every year, and knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, I get a 10% safe driver's discount every year, too, to keep my premiums low. And I do have a very good rate. Plus, I've had, I don't know, let's see, going on almost 3 million miles now, certifiable non-accident driving, which also helps greatly. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the place to go. All right, Kyle Warren, come on in here.
Hello, Captain.
Now, we had a listener just send in here that as of 44 minutes ago, Arizona had not been called in the Biden column. Well, actually, it has. And who called them?
Well, last night, Fox News called it early
on. Yeah, and they've got them in the totals. Arizona's in there as being a blue state win for Joe Biden, which is why he's got 264 delegates right now. The other agencies that are in there, some states, some news sources backed off Arizona. However, Fox has got it at 264, and they include Arizona in that column.
That's exactly right. And there was a lot of pushback on that last night, Captain.
Yeah.
And with the whole idea. Now, whether it's vindicated or not, at the time, you know, I guess you could just simply say the decision desk was so incredibly great.
But the thing was is that most of the other decision desks out there of those different entities that make these calls, they weren't buying it at that time. And I think a lot of people are wondering why so early on. But because the reason I say it is because I think that the call for Arizona early on by Fox News seemed to be the catalyst, at least I think there's a good chance it was, the catalyst for Joe Biden to go out and make his speech.
Now, there's an email that was sent to me, and I have not seen this, and I wouldn't doubt something like this could be done, but it has not been brought up in the news. It says a retired three-star general and national security expert have warned of the Hammer software that flipped votes to carry out a coup d'etat on President Trump. I have heard about something like this in the past. I really haven't seen anybody pick up on it or even go with it being seriously considered, so I don't know exactly what that's all about. And this was an internet expose that was done, and you got to be very careful with that. It's called the Hammer and Scorecard, which came in something called Sharia Crime Stoppers.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know much about that. I have heard of this kind of thing. But again, you'd have to be able to have some pretty compelling evidence for that, in order to be able to make those kinds of claims.
I don't see evidence, I see opinion.
Yeah, precisely. For example, here in California,
Hold on a second, because I got somebody on the line that may know something about this, so let me go over here. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
What do you know about what I just said?
About can you repeat that? Because it's kind of on a delay.
The Hammer and Scorecard, which was apparently posted in a website called Sharia Crime Stoppers, and apparently a retired three-star general and national security researcher warned of the Hammer, a piece of software that's flipping votes and carrying out a coup d'etat on President Trump. Now, I've heard of people, some calls today on, Jay Sekulow's show, where a person checked his vote yesterday to make sure that he had voted.
Right.
And he went back later in the day to check again and make sure, and his vote, the register of him voting, showed that he hadn't voted since 2016.
Now, I do not know specifically of anything, any type of software.
Me neither.
Called the Hammer, but I would not be surprised if there is technology out there or applications out there that have ability, right, to affect a more effective coup d'etat, if you will. And that's kind of what this my call or precipitates my call here. We've all been talking, I say we collectively have been talking about, this, what's been going on, how the quote unquote stolen election and this, that, and the other. If it was more transparent and if there was more openness and there was more fair, fair and balanced, hate to use that cliche, but if it was more open and stuff and it was legitimately, hey, you know what, we tried, really gave it our, college try and we came up short, okay, it'd be better, but this is ridiculous. I believe, and this is my opinion, and you know me, on certain opinions. My opinion, yeah, right? Hey, I mean, we're all...
Go ahead.
Right here, roger that. My opinion, gentlemen, is that Fox News is part of controlled opposition in this coup d'etat. And that's my opinion. That's what I see outplaying. They were the first in listening to you, Captain, Bill Bunkley, and Roger P. Shulman last night on Not Everybody Got You Guys on the top and the bottom of the hour, mm-hmm. because that was more of a regional break, if that makes sense. But
yeah.
Here's the deal. Those three gentlemen were the most accurate. And Mr. Bunkley called it. He goes, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Florida was at almost 94% in Arizona. Boom, it was already going Biden. Once Fox News, that knucklehead director, came out to Brett Baer and said, hey, we're calling Arizona. And he's like, Brett Baer, are you sure? I'm paraphrasing. Are you certain? Are you sure? Yes, I'm 100%. He goes, you're 100% accurate. Yes, Arizona's going Biden. Boom, that was it. That was the end. And then everything, all the other Democrat states stopped counting their votes. And that, you have to put some of this stuff together and go back in time and look at all this. But it's out there. It is visibly evident that this, we are watching an effective communist revolution, coup d'etat, or soft coup, whatever you want to call it. This is Uruguay. This is Chile. This is Argentina back in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
This is Venezuela. This is Cuba back just prior to 59's overt revolution. This is, you know, Baptiste, was it named Baptista? This is Haiti. This is not anything isolated. It's a more gentle way to do it because of our Bill of Rights. And that's all I'm going to say about the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
How should I say this, sir? I know people are talking about only win in 8 or, you know, we come up in another 2 years. We're talking about a coup d'etat.
Yep. Now, okay, let me run because I'm getting a lot of comments here.
Roger that, sir. Simplify. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen, and have a good day.
Thank you very much. Now, Kyle, I got an email or another message here. Let me read it. Morning, Captain and Kyle. So how do we stop the election cheating when we vote again in 2 years? Won't they just keep stuffing ballot boxes so the Republicans can never win, just like John James losing to Gary Peters? I think this is their grand plan forever. Well, it is their grand plan forever. And again, all elections have consequences. You've got to think national and act locally. You start at the local level. All these people start out as city councilmen, county legislators, and they work their way up the ladder, right?
That's exactly right.
So you got to vote the right people in down below, and if you see they start messing around or doing something you don't agree with, vote them out.
Vote them out.
And if they're there at the state level and they're making rules and things that you don't agree with, vote them out. If they're in Congress and they're doing the same thing, vote them out. That's how you do it. You got to take a concerted effort. The majority rules. It's the majority of people vote people in or vote people out. That's what you have to do.
Well, right. And I think as a corollary to that, Captain, what you're going to see happen, Giuliani right now, and the Trump team, they're filing these lawsuits, they're going to the Supreme Court. Will it have a direct effect on the outcome of the election? Well, we don't know yet.
Well, However, not necessarily, because we know what happened in 2000, but you can't put anything that happened in 2000 into play right now. It's a totally different scenario.
Well, of course. But what may happen, what may come out of this in terms of keeping the observers at bay, not letting them see up close what's happening.
That's part of it.
Yeah, some of this can lay the groundwork for the midterm elections coming up where you could get better access based on Supreme Court decisions and so forth. But also state legislatures have something to do with this as well.
Yep.
So people have to apply pressure there.
So if the president is able to win Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, that's 31, that's 51 votes plus where he's at now. They give him 265, Biden's at 270. That leaves one more state in play, which is Nevada. Arizona's already been counted for Joe Biden. That's why he's sitting where he's sitting right now. So Nevada would be the big state. And Nevada, they were having a big stink there because the Republicans were not allowed to have their poll watchers come in and observe either. And the rules were changed down the line here just months before the election. So hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we'll talk about that after we do the weather for the truckers out there. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we'll get the music going here. We'll get something to make you feel a little better.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much for rendering her 3 cents into the situation. She's one of our people that does our liners for us, and you can find out more about her by going to cowboylogic.us. Okay, now, this portion of the program, the Trucker's Highway Imbiber Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops, where they do their very best, very, very, very best, to give you the best type service you can get out on the road with some very competitive and, in many cases, cheaper fuel prices. Now, if you join the Drivers Club, you can get a bunch of points and save there by doing that. Otherwise, just pull in there, tell them you heard the Captain's America Third Watch talking about them, you get yourself a free cup of coffee. In the meantime, here we go. Oops. here we went. All right, let me bring Kyle into the mix. Well, that's the modern day force of radio, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yep. And that was, we were gonna rock for a minute, but that's not gonna work. So we'll just have to stop and go with our weather right now, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, Kyle, I'm gonna read the statement and then you go from there, because here it comes, and we told everybody it was coming out west. A western storm is moving in. And of course, we're watching the Hurricane Eta, ETA, which is gonna do some crazy stuff down there in the Gulf. Don't know exactly where it's going yet, but locally heavy rain continues in the Pacific Northwest through Thursday before a large storm moves into the west Friday and the weekend. There's definitely going to be a lot of mountain snow, so you guys and gals up there, I can tell you right now, 4th of July, we got winter weather up there as we speak, so be prepared. Now, also, gusty to strong winds are forecast ahead of the storm, which is going to create critical fire weather, while cold air and strong winds on the backside will bring the areas of heavy snow and blowing snow. It's going to get really bad over the weekend later on in the week. Now, Eta, a hurricane, is being watched for potential impacts to Florida come Sunday, because that storm is going to make a big-time loop. It's been a Category 4 going into Mexico. It's going to make a big-time loop and come right straight towards Florida as what? Don't know. Tropical storm, Cat 1 hurricane, maybe. Now, the weather is not that, the water temperatures are not that conducive to having a big-time bad storm come our way, but it certainly could be a big-time rainmaker. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we've got some unseasonably warm conditions going all across western United States, and especially in the southwest. But we do have fire weather watches going on, for example, in Utah. If you're coming along the I-15 there, near the Great Salt Lake, of course, and down towards Provo, all the way down to the Arizona border in the western part of Utah, you've got a fire weather watch. Fire weather warning in south of Nevada, essentially, encompassing the Las Vegas area as well. They're looking at about 84 degrees. If we head a little further south to Phoenix, Phoenix will clock in at 90 degrees, so it is pretty warm in the southwest. And over in Palm Springs in the California desert, they're looking at about 96, to give you an idea. And that fire weather warning continues on up through the eastern part of California, up through the Yosemite Valley area, and up towards Reno and Carson City, where we have a lake wind advisory going on. However, we do have a winter weather advisory in Northern California. This is going to be west of the 5 freeway and east of the 101. This is north of north of San Francisco, kind of close to the Oregon border in Northern California. And as you mentioned, Captain, the Pacific storm, that's right, rain in Portland and rain in Seattle for the next few days, it looks like. And over in Montana, we have a high wind warning. This is in the Helena and Great Falls area. And as you mentioned about snow, mm-hmm. That's right, they have a lot of snow coming in this weekend, we understand. Very
yep.
heavy snow,
yep.
Total accumulations 10 to 20 inches.
Yep. All right, well, basically, what's going on back to the east, folks, right now? There's not a lot to talk about weather-wise, except for what may or may not happen over the weekend with this Hurricane Zeta, which has already barnstormed down into the Yucatan down there. It's making a hard right coming back into the Gulf and headed towards Florida. What it's going to do, where it's going to do it, we don't know. It certainly could be a rainmaker. I don't think it'll be a major storm by any significance, but again, the hurricane season ended November the 1st. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is LJ in Michigan.
Well, hello, LJ, and thanks very much for calling the show. How's everything in Michigan?
Well, it's a little coolish here. Not as nice as where you are, but
come on down. Come on down.
I'm trying to get there.
All right.
I'm a little delayed, but I'm trying to get there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I heard about that hammer on Newsmax. Steve Bannon had a program a couple nights ago,
uh-huh.
and he interviewed General McInerney. And the general said...
Oh, McInerney. General McInerney. Okay, yeah, Tom McInerney. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, he said that a very brilliant man who's a patriot named Dennis Montgomery created this computer program that he called Scorecard, and that it generate when the ballots were generated for counting, when it reached a certain amount of ballots, it switched. It just switched and went to the other person. And he wouldn't explain why somebody would even create such a monstrous thing as that, but he just said he couldn't talk about that any further. That, but he also said that Obama used that program in 2012, and that's how he won against Romney.
Well, we need to definitely find out about that, and I'm going to take that information, do a little bit more research, and if Steve Bannon's got it, I don't understand why our government doesn't have it.
Well, it, I was watching Newsmax, and it came up, and he said, this is breaking news, and he then had the general on there, and that's about what they said.
Yeah, General Tom McEnany is a very good man. He's part of the kitchen cabinet with my former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely, and the two of them went to West Point together, so they're a couple of old-time pals, and they really get it right. Those guys go out of their way to get it right. So we definitely will do some research, and LJ, I appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger, and hopefully we'll see you when you get to Florida.
Okay, you bet, Captain.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you very much, LJ. Okay, Kyle, that's amazing.
It really is. Yeah, it definitely bears more scrutiny and more investigation.
Well, we got the top of the hour coming up. We'll see what we can find out in the few minutes we have at the top of the hour news break, and maybe mention some more about that. Scorecard apparently is the program that found the other one.
That's right.
Yeah, so we'll go with that. Now, in the meantime, we do want to finish up strong here, which we'll do. There was a Democratic fundraiser memo that predicted a Joe Biden win with 290 electoral votes about 4 or 5 days ahead of the election. What the heck? How? And that's could be where we wind up here. Joe Biden could wind up with that roughly 285 or 90, depending on what happens in Pennsylvania and, let's see, Nevada, which are still, the jury's still out on, even though it's leaning Democratic.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that would be very interesting. Would it be a kind of a coincidence? Because really, according to the polling, which we, of course, know was bogus, we know was completely skewed. I appreciate what Frank Luntz said so very much. He called it polling malpractice.
Right.
You know, when you have it so far skewed that it's not a mistake. It's a deliberate act, basically. So, of course, the polls were all there. So it's interesting if the memo would sort of put it right into the pocket where it's actually maybe lining up.
Right.
But because otherwise, gee, if you asked NBC News and everybody else, it's just going to, oh, it's a blowout. It's a Biden blowout coming kind of thing.
Right. And for all you folks that are listening to me down there in Sarasota and Bradenton, I'm going to be going to the Have Lunch with the Captain next Thursday. Not this Thursday, next Thursday. Way too much stuff in the hopper this week for me to get down there. But next week, I'll be down there, have lunch with the Captain Thursday at Mixon's Fruit Farm, their Groveside Cafe, from 12 noon to 1:30. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you hang on. We'll be back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to do something. All that something that they have to do. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.